gave it up. It was just more than I could take. I went back to the car and drank about a gallon of water.
Did you go up on the lake there?
Yes.
Up on the big lake?
Yeah. Fished from the dam and crossed over underneath it to get to the other side. There was something really creating a stir over there.
Yeah. Now, on the other side, right where the wing come down, I've caught lots of good crappie there.
Well, that looked good.
I've already caught some dams.
I tried it over there with a spinner and tried it with a plug and not with a grasshopper, but I had at it.
Now on up, on your right hand side, of course you couldn't walk down there, it's too rough. But on the second neck up there on the right is where they catch all the bluegill.
Oh.
The plumber and I went up there early this last spring. We caught 80 something up there, of course we had a boat.
80?
We went in from this side, see, and then just rolled right straight across there.
Uh-huh.
We went up there about 5:30, 6 o'clock one morning, and quit about 8:30 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I had a good place there. I just sat on the rocks over on the east side.
Yeah.
Up about.
Now, on the east side.
No, excuse me, on the west side, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, on the east side, across the dam, you know, is a great big rock.
Yeah.
Now, they catch lots of bass there.
Oh. That's it's up probably about 200 yards.
Yeah, from the far side, up uh-huh. the right-hand side. Yeah, there's been some good bass caught in it. There was a fellow over here, his wife works over here, and he caught, I think, maybe close to 9.5 pounds up there. He caught several now.
Goodness. Well, I finally put on a little bitty piece of shrimp and I caught a
little perch.
Minnow about
yeah.
that long. Well, it wasn't a minnow really. I was trying to get some of those. I guess it was a goggle eye or something, one of those with a big mouth.
Yeah.
But I used grasshoppers. They skinned them right off the hook.
Well, bluegill used to go for grasshoppers pretty good. And worms. We always go out here and dig these big old angle worms. And just you can make all 4 or 5 good baits out of one worm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just as long as there's just a little piece of that worm on there, boy, they'll hit it.
Oh, that's fun. How big are they around here?
Oh, they're big as you can.
My goodness. I used to get night crawlers up in Michigan. I was born up there.
Yeah.
And you get those rascals.
Mm-hmm.
Be that long,
yeah.
Put them on and troll with them.
Yeah.
Use them out in Oregon,
that's
too.
That's one kind of fishing I've never done, is trolling. There's quite a few around here that have boats. They'll go over the lakes now and troll at night.
Mm-hmm.
They take control at night.
Hmm. How do they do? Do they?
Well, they catch quite a few.
I'm going to poke this thing from time to time. The head here is loaded with ferric oxide and it whistles a little bit.
Well, I noticed that. I thought it was a car or something. I kept listening and I thought it was in that mic then.
Now, there are two pads on these pressure plates here and they hold the tape against the heads.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the ferric oxide comes off the tape and gets on these eventually and then
yeah.
it just sets up a chatter.
Yes, sir.
And it's a pretty miserable thing. How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
Coal.
What did you burn it in?
A regular coal heater.
Mm-hmm. Did people have fireplaces much?
Well, not too many in town. They did in the country. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't too many now, as I remember, in town.
What were the parts of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Now, that was the part that stuck out in front?
It's down at the bottom, right, as it goes in the fireplace. They always had either rock or cement, see, about a foot and a half or 2 foot before it goes into the chimney.